Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kiko, and we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond.
Main Street and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No,
ready?
You say, okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kiko, and together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Hey guys, this is episode 4 of Main Street and Beyond, and today we're talking about snacks. Okay, so one of the things that we do when we go there sometimes is, I think everybody does, is snack while they're there.
Yeah, I mean, the Jim Gaffigan joke where you go from one place to eat to another place to eat, or you plan where you get your next food.
Yeah, like we should get a snack and then figure out where we're going to eat.
Exactly.
Right, I love that.
So Jacob and I have actually made a list of our top 5 favorite snacks and have not shown each other this list, but we're going to go from the bottom to the top.
5 to 1.
There might be some repeats. I don't know. We don't know. We're going to find out. And we're going to talk about them and sort of give our opinion about what we think, what they are. So let's start with number five.
Okay, I'm going first.
Yep.
My number 5 is a churro.
We're starting this snack episode with a churro. I love it. I mean, that's totally right. Okay, great.
Well, it's my number 5 because I always seem to get one.
Okay, that's real. That's real.
I think they're really good, and I like it. And so you can either get the big one, mm-hmm. like the long one, or I believe in Cars Land there's like churro bites at that, where the cones are. I forget what that's called.
Yeah.
Because I never really ever go there, but you can get churro bites there.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I'm starting number 5. I'm proudly starting number 5 with a churro.
It's just so funny, this like build up to like the reveal of the snack.
The reveal of the most glorious snacks is a churro.
I love it.
But somebody else agrees with me.
And you
out
really
there.
do get a churro every time we go.
Like, I love like it. A wait I mean, line. You wait. That is a parade. Like you get your Stay churro, there. You sit down, you wait.
Okay,
like, it's
love
good.
It. My number 5, and this is the snack of my people, it is the Dole Whip.
That is number 5?
That's my number 5. I love a Dole Whip.
Oh my god, I'm on the edge of my seat for number 1.
I have been building you up. As you know, it's pineapple sorbet
yes.
with pineapple juice, and it's just such tasty treats. Inside scoop, get that churro. On the inside, go inside like you're waiting for the ride. And as soon as they open that door, just
walk right through.
Out.
Yeah, you don't have to wait in that line.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. There's always a line. It's worth it. Those Dole Whips are really good. Very, very good. All right.
Oh, they're so good. Right?
And a tasty
and
treat on a hot
that,
day. Perfect.
Is that the only place in Disneyland that you can get the Dole Whip?
That is the only place in Disneyland you can get the Dole Whip.
Yeah, because I know in Disney World you can get them.
They have several
at the, like, Polynesian,
occasions.
I believe.
Yes, yes.
Somebody
and,
else knows more than this.
And at one
more than
point,
me on
but I think they got rid of them, they had it outside of the Polynesian where you could actually serve yourself.
Yeah, I think that's gone.
I think it's gone.
I think that's gone.
Great.
But, like, recently
yeah.
gone. Yeah.
Number
okay,
four.
Number 4. My number 4, I'm going to go with the beignets.
Oh, this is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, number 4,
it.
The Mickey beignets at the Mint Julep cafe or
yeah,
window.
Little,
it's
right behind
I think it's
the
called
French
Mint,
Market.
Yeah, it's behind the French Market. It's Mint Julep. You just walk up. It's like I think all they have is like coffee and beignets.
Yes. And they also seasonally have like
the
pumpkin. The
pumpkin beignet. Right. Oh, like, oh, come on.
Oh my god,
like,
your mouth
just,
is
I just spit all over myself saying pumpkin beignets. They are so good. And you get 3. You can
yes.
Get 3 or
you can get an order
6.
Of 3.
I always get 3 because mm-hmm. that's just enough.
Right.
It's like 1 is enough. You need like 1.5 and then you share with someone.
Yeah.
They get 1
They're
and
good.
Half.
They're like big donut-sized, Mickey-shaped, sugary,
yeah. Sweetness. You get that, you wait in line for Haunted Mansion.
So I'm seeing a pattern here. You basically get a snack and then wait
for something. Listen, that is what, like, that's what you do. I'm not the only one. Okay, your number four.
Okay, my number four is the raspberry white chocolate chunk cookie at Pooh Corner. Now here's the thing.
Your snacks are fancy. Mine are like I'm like,
okay,
I like nacho cheese, and you're like raspberry carob chocolate.
Hey, we have all sorts of fans out there.
Okay.
And basically what you do is you go on the Pooh ride, which is sort of in the back near Splash Mountain. And when you get off of the exit, there's a little store that's right there. It's like Pooh Corner or whatever. You could also hang out and meet Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and all those people. But really, right inside is a little bakery area that you need to find. And It's a little corner, little bakery. And they have these amazing cookies. One of them is this raspberry white chocolate chunk. But also is amazing little snickerdoodles. Here's the deal. Each of these cookies, though, are like $4.49. So it's basically an investment
cookie.
It's a significant cookie, and it's definitely shareable. I mean,
no, is it a big cookie? Like,
it's a big cookie.
Okay,
it's a big cookie. Like, definitely, you're getting your money's worth.
You get this cookie and you eat it all day.
Not all day. You get that cookie
and you eat it,
and you eat it, or you get that cookie and you actually purchase the cookie and then you walk back to meet your friends that are waiting for a parade.
Again, eating and waiting.
Eating, but I would eat while I walk, and then...
See, in my mind, I think, oh, I'm going to get this big cookie, I'm going to eat half of it, and then I'll eat the other half later in the day for another, you know, I don't know. It's just, but I'm going to end up eating the whole thing, but in my mind, I'm going to go through that whole, like, you know, rigmarole of, like, oh, I'm going to eat it later. Okay, number three. Are we ready for number three? Yes. Are we moving on?
So far, we haven't doubled, and I love that.
I love it. Okay. Number three, you're going to laugh at me, but my number three is that pickle. I love those pickles. In fact, I wanted one the other night.
Yeah.
I was like, I need that pickle. I was like a pregnant woman.
Okay, so where can you purchase the pickle? Like, they're all over. But specifically, there's that little area right outside of Big Thunder Mountain. There's the area in the back, like...
Yes.
And there's the area outside of Splash Mountain. Maybe near the mountains, you get pickles.
I think you get pickles near the mountains.
Okay.
They also have them in Fantasyland by the Dumbo. On the, across from Pinocchio.
Right, that little...
not the ride, but the restaurant.
Yeah,
restaurant house. So I like that. And, but now what I want to try, speaking of pickles, is the fried pickles. At Carnation Cafe. I've just recently heard about these.
Okay.
I can't believe, because I love fried pickles. And apparently they have really good fried pickles. I haven't tried them, but they could be on the list.
Okay. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. My number three is, and maybe this is getting into like meal category, but you technically could get it
this
off
is
the street.
Snacks. We're talking snacks.
Yes, snacks. It's a snack. To me, it's a snack. I'm going to say the corn dog. At Corn Dog Castle in
that
California.
Is your number three?
Yes. What is wrong?
I cannot believe you. Okay.
Okay. So number three,
Corn Dog.
Corn Dog.
Let's talk about it.
I think that the best corn dogs are the ones that are at Corn Dog Castle, which is in California Disney.
Uh-huh.
And here is why: you can either get the regular hot dog, or you can get the like
sausage,
like the hot sausage link or whatever in dipped in batter. Here's the deal. It is a meal, but in my mind, I've always eaten those as a snack and then eaten something later anyways. So to me, it's like ultimate snack.
It's the ultimate snack.
Yeah.
It's a big snack.
It's a big snack. You're walking, you're talking, and or you're pulling over to the side just and
having a corn dog.
Having a corn dog.
So now I think the regular corn dogs are better than the sausage ones. But that's me. And I think they're better at the Little Red Wagon.
Right
at the
outside,
end of
yes.
Main Street.
Okay.
But, honestly, they're the exact same. But somehow it just tastes better from that Little Red Wagon.
Yeah.
I don't know why, But, you know, they're not different. They can't be different. They're probably made in the same place, and they just, one bag goes to this one, and one goes to this one. But
these corn dogs come with your choice of apples or chips, and then soda. You could do, like, the whole little meal together. Yes. So, that's just that. Number three.
But you don't have to get the apple and chips.
You don't have to. You could also just get it on your own.
They kind of make you think, like, do you want apples or chips with it? And so you think, oh, it comes with it. But you can actually say, I just want the corn dog, and it's cheaper.
Ah.
So that's a little tip. But they kind of don't let you know that. But I love the fact that they offer apples. Like, after this corn dog, you have a healthy option of the apples. Like, what's the point? Like,
I always get the chips. I love a chip.
Yeah. I love the chips. Yeah, so that's good. So that's number
three,
pickles and corn dogs.
Yes. Number two.
Sounds like a meal.
Number two.
Okay, my number two, and you know I love it, is that ice cream sandwich. Mickey ice cream sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's just delicious, delightful, and just...
De lovely.
You just have to say it. I didn't want to say it, but I have to, right? It's just childhood fun.
Yeah.
It's just an ice cream sandwich in the shape of Mickey. What is better? Nothing.
And it's a perfect for a hot day, and
it's perfection.
Chocolate and it's vanilla? Perfection. Is it just vanilla?
Cookies and cream. I think it's cookies and cream and vanilla.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
This is your number two?
This is my number two. What's your number two? It's probably fancy.
Number two is not fancy.
Probably from Maybe Napa Rose.
No.
Some snack from Napa Rose. Oh my gosh.
It is the Matterhorn Macaroon from the Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe.
Again, I can't believe this is your number two.
It's number two. Matterhorn Macaroon.
Because that macaroon is so good.
It's and in so fact, good.
Can bring one to tears.
Yeah. In fact, the first time I had it, we had just finished spring break, and I just was emotionally stressed or getting up to spring break, and I was just emotionally going through it. And I tasted it, and I just said, I want all the things. I just want to try all the things. And I brought myself to tears. A cookie as well. And I don't know. It's so good. A little macaroon, a little ice cap on it, a little frosting cap. It's amazing.
It's like the perfect size snack. It is real. That is like a snack.
All right. So we are going to come back with our number one.
Number one.
Okay, here is the big reveal.
Reveal number one snack at Disneyland for Jacob is the corn dog. We've already talked about it, but that is my number one. I love that corn dog. I love it with mustard. I don't love it with ketchup. I'm a mustard person.
Wait, and you specifically enjoy the regular
corn dog? The regular corn dog from the Little Red Wagon at the end of Main Street is the best. They do not taste the same at Corn Dog Castle. People are going to be, I can hear you typing now with your, like, you are so wrong, your comments. People love that Corn Dog Castle, but I like the Little Red Wagon. And Captain Hook or Mary Poppins are generally out there. That is a good place to see them. Oh,
that is right.
Yes.
That is right.
But see them first, because I've made the mistake of trying to get my picture with Captain Hook and was like, can you hold my corn dog while I take a picture? It was awful. It was just, disaster. It was, but because there was no one there, and it was like, we just had fun. Anyway.
Oh, that is hilarious. Okay, so.
What's your number one, Kikau?
Well, my number one is something that is, when I have it, I just like love it so much. And now that I've heard the entire list, maybe this doesn't fall under the snack category. Maybe it does. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Yours
is not snacks.
It's a snack. I'm going with lobster nachos at Ariel's Grill.
That is not a snack. But that is lunch.
No, that is lunch to you. It is a snack to me. Listen to me. That's under the appetizer list at Ariel's Grotto.
No, I'm calling this one. What do you guys think? Are the lobster nachos a snack or a meal?
Listen.
I'm saying lunch.
Okay.
But regardless, let's talk about them.
Regardless.
They're so good.
Lobster nachos. Nachos first in general. It's great.
I'm game anytime.
In my opinion, it's
up for nachos.
A total shareable thing. Like, it's one of those things that you don't want to eat on your own because you just kind of, you could probably, but you don't really want to. You could choose if how hot.
I often want to eat all of them.
You could choose how hot you want it, because you can either put the jalapenos on them or not.
Right.
And it's basically like fancy lobster nachos. Like, when asked what the top five sort of snack things to eat, I would definitely put that under
lobster nachos.
Lobster nachos.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't eat that just as a meal. I would share that, or I would. It would be like with a group.
See, that
people.
Is my meal.
Oh, okay.
With a corn dog. See, and a beignet for dessert.
And a
pickle. And a churro. But I love those lobster nachos. Where are they at again?
So they're at Ariel's.
The three people that don't know.
I know, right. It's they're like at crazy. Ariel's Grotto, like the little bar area, which is called the Cove Bar.
The Cove Bar.
Right. So you,
and you can't get reservations for that bar.
You
it
cannot.
Is a first come, first serve. They walk up.
Yes, and sometimes that line is pretty long.
Yeah.
If you are...
like, don't go... don't go at prime eating hours.
Right.
Is the thing. Like, you want to go at 11, or you want to go, like, at 3, I
right.
believe.
I think there's... It's always kind of going to be busy there.
Yeah, it is. You it's do, just not very big.
You do so. Have to be willing to... sit at the bar, if that's something that
yeah.
you and your group can do, because they often have, like... single seats or double seats or whatever available. But it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth it for the drinks and for the snacks and for just the view.
It was a great place. I took my parents when we went.
Yeah.
And we sat there. And it was a really great place for them to sit, because you can totally see the Ferris wheel or...
Right.
It's not called a Ferris wheel, but whatever that wheel is. The wheel of Mickey.
So here's the
it's
deal.
It's a great, great, great place.
Absolutely recommend
and
it.
And you can get drinks.
And you can get drinks.
There's like a mule, I believe, that was really fun.
Yeah. And they make a little Manhattan as well. But it's like fun. It's not so Carthay Circle. But here's the deal. So we told you some of our favorite snacks. And even as we're sitting here, I'm thinking of a million other possible snack items
that
I could have said.
A million.
But
like,
we
didn't talk about the popcorn. We didn't talk about
We would love to hear
cookies.
What you think of our list and or what is on your list. So we would love to know what your favorite snacks
yeah.
are. What are your top five, people?
Facebook us, or better yet, like, take a picture and Instagram it and tag us.
Yeah. You can follow
like,
us
here's my snack.
On Instagram at Main Street and Beyond. And you can also follow us or like us on Facebook right now, which is just regular Main Street and Beyond. We're so excited to bring new people along with us.
This was so fun. I'm glad that I didn't know your list before.
Yeah,
that was fun.
The list. We're going to do this again.
Crazy.
But with other things.
Yeah.
We'll do it with other things.
We'll do a top five. All right. Thank you guys for listening. And we will chat at you later.
See you next week.
Okay. Bye, guys.